Hey, did you know Santa Claus has a podcast? It's true. Look it up. Google. Now, check this out. You go to Santa. You go, Santa, show me how to podcast. He says, hey, I'm kind of busy. It's December, you know? He goes, go over to Dave Jackson, schoolofpodcasting.com. Use the coupon code Santa, S-A-N-T-A, and you get 25% off your membership now through Christmas. SOP number 115. We're talking about building listeners by building traffic by building some links on today's School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements.
It's the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Welcome aboard. It's me, your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. You can reach me at schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com or call in your comments 888-563-3228, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. On today's show, well, we've got a lot of hustle and bustle going on today here at the Jackson home as we decorate for Christmas. And so I have just a couple quick tips. We'll probably be in and out in less than 10 minutes. I don't know what you're saying. Dave, come on. Getting to the point, not your strong suit. But I'm serious. Okay, so first things first, we're going to be talking about linking today. Here's the strategy behind linking. If you have a bunch of people link to your site, Google looks at that and goes, wow, all these people are linking to Dave's site. He must be important. And let's boost him in the Google rankings. So when people search for, you know, NASCAR podcast, they go, wow, here's Dave's podcast or whatever podcast you're doing. So you're like, great. And what you can do is go into, say, WordPress and, you know, put your picture in or whatever you're going to do and then put a link to it. And I'm not going to go into how to do that. You can do that. You can see that via the tutorials at the School of Podcasting. But you get the idea. Put a picture, put a link to it, and then switch to what's called the source code. And you'll see all this less than sign, blah, blah, blah. And in some cases, depending on the software you're using, if you go to then say, hey, listeners, if you'd like to link to my website, simply copy and paste this code. And you copy and paste the code, and lo and behold, instead of the code showing up, your graphic does, which is exactly what you wanted to do for your listeners, but you're trying to show them kind of the behind-the-scenes code. Now, with WordPress, I don't think this will be a problem. I think if you just paste it, don't paste it in the source code. In the source tab, paste it in the rich text version. That shouldn't be a problem. Now, and you could put this on a page if you wanted to, if you don't want to put it in a post. But depending on the software you're using, Front Page, Dreamweaver, things like that, you have to kind of be careful. And so if you're getting stuck with this, and every time you paste it, it just treats it like code, here's the key. And this is going to be hard to do via audio, but if you look at your keyboard, the capital 7 is an AND symbol. And if you think AND LT, as in less than, semicolon. If you substitute that for the less than sign, which is right above your space bar, the one that points to the left, put that in your code, it will show a less than symbol without treating it like a less than symbol, which would then put the link in there. Likewise, the AND sign, which again is shift capital 7, GT for greater than, and then semicolon, is the little right pointing arrow for greater than. Same thing for quotations. A lot of links have to be in quotation marks. Well, you may or may not need this, but if you go AND quote, well, quote, Q-U-O-T, no E, Q-U-O-T, semicolon, that'll put a quotation mark. So if you're having problems with this where it keeps treating your code like code and you want it to just paste it like it's text, you might have to substitute that. But the key to that is don't paste this into your source side, paste it into the kind of what you see is what you get version. And you never know. You may find out that your listeners have their own websites for their family, for their friends, for their organizations, and they go, hey, check out this podcast, and they will link to that. Link to your podcast, which again, hopefully, will bring you more traffic, which hopefully will bring you more listeners, more viewers, depending on what you are doing. Other thing I wanted to talk about when it comes to linking is sometimes you might want to propose a link exchange with somebody. Because again, if you can get linked from especially a website that gets some traffic, Google will go, wow, this website gets traffic and they're linking to Dave. They must be really, really smart. And you're like, well, how do I know who links to me? Well, we talked about this in a past show with Technorati, but that's great for blogs. But what about just good old-fashioned websites that link to you? Well, if you go to Google and in the search box, type this, link, L-I-N-K, colon, and then the website. So HTTP, colon, forward slash, www, dot, etc. Now, if you want to see, here's, and don't think of this as a black hat kind of maneuver. Whoever is, let's say you're in a niche, you're in a NASCAR niche, and, Bobby Johnson's NASCAR Hour is really, really popular. And everybody knows about Bobby Johnson's NASCAR Hour. By the way, I'm completely making that up. And it's at BobbyJohnsonNASCARHour.com. You could go link, colon, HTTP, colon, forward slash, what did I say, BobbyJohnsonNASCARHour.com, and you could see all the people that are linking to the Bobby Johnson NASCAR Hour. And then maybe, obviously, if these people are linking to his podcast, they have no problems linking to podcasting. They already know what podcasts are, and who knows, maybe they'll link to you if you ask them and say, hey, I'll put a link to you if you put a link to me kind of thing. What do you think? So that's how you can find out who's linking to your competition, or put yourself in there, link, colon, and then HTTP, colon, slash, slash, your website. You never know. There may be people linking to you that you're unaware of, and now you can contact them and say, hey, thanks for the link. Would you like to do some cross-promotion? So I say that because there are programs that will help you do this. I use one called Internet Business Promoter, IBP. And it's not the cheapest thing. It's actually kind of a cool program. I was talking about this on Weekly Web Tools, which is another podcast of mine. And maybe I'll play the promo at the end. But it's a program that helps you find keywords. It helps you track your rankings versus your competition. So it's very search engine optimization. And if you're new to that, people that are cool call it SEO, search engine optimization, SEO. And so it's an SEO tool because not only does it help you find keywords and kind of helps point out here's some things you could be doing to get you more traffic, it'll actually critique your website and it'll run reports and say, well, the last time you did this, you were number 30 in Google, now you're number 25. But it also has a link building section where it'll actually automate and go out and find people for you to link to. If you want it to, it'll go out and send emails to these people and say, would you like, it'll do it automatically. It's pretty cool. Now, it's, again, not the cheapest thing in the world, but I was using that when I used to design, I still design websites on occasion. Good old, now I play more with blogs and WordPress, but back in the day, I used to play with HTML and Dreamweaver and things like that, and I still do. I just enjoy podcasting more than I do web design at this point, although they are kind of hand in hand as you go along. So that's something you may want to look into if you're really, really serious about, you know, boosting your, and there are other titles. I know there's Web Position Gold, I think it's Web CEO. They all kind of do the same thing. I just happen to be using IBP. The other thing I want to talk about today is when it comes to getting a domain for your website, I know, but he's like, oh, God, he's going to talk about GoDaddy. Well, yeah, if you, I would recommend GoDaddy. Use the coupon code COOLER and the number 3. And I'm not saying this happens at GoDaddy, but I was listening to another podcast about SEO, because I'm cool, about SEO, and they were talking about there are kind of black-hatted people out there, bad, nasty people that somehow have tools to monitor what URLs you are looking for or what you've looked at. And they may go, ooh, that's a pretty good URL. I think I'll go buy that. And I've had this happen. I had a client of mine once that I said, go out and check and see if it's available. And if it is, buy it. And they did. And it was. And then they didn't buy it. And guess what? 2 days later, I said, okay, your hosting's ready to go. Let's go ahead and get the domain pointed over. And they said, oh, well, we didn't buy it. And I said, you didn't buy it? And they said, no. I said, well, go buy it now. And it wasn't available. So my other tip would be when it comes to checking on your domains, have your credit card ready. You know, be ready to make, not just check on that, but do that. It's only, if you use the coupon code COOLER in the number 3, it's only $6.95, and if not, it's $10 a year. So I have a bazillion domain names. I'm actually letting a lot of mine expire because it does add up at $10 a pop when you've got, you know, 70. So Anyway, that's another quick tip that I've had people, unfortunately, run into where they lose their domain name and they end up with the .net instead of the .com or things like that. But we started off the day talking about linking. And again, just to go back to this, the more people that link to your website, the more, hopefully, better Google ranking you will get, the more traffic you will get, hopefully the more listeners you will get. And don't be surprised that, you know, if you think, well, I'm doing a NASCAR podcast, these people aren't going to have their own website. You'll be surprised. They have organizations. They have fan sites. There's the one guy going, Junior, woo, number three, or number eight, or whatever he is. Obviously, I'm not a NASCAR fan. I have nothing against it, but just, you know, not my thing. But he may have his own Junior fan site, and he'll put a link to your podcast on there, whatever it is. So don't underestimate how tech-savvy your audience is, and they may actually link to you. Now, one of the things I have, speaking of linking, is the School of Podcasting has an affiliate program. If you've ever wondered, but Dave, you know, I see other people charging hundreds of dollars to learn how to podcast, and you only charge $20 a month. Why the heck is that? It's because I don't advertise. My advertising is strictly word of mouth through, hopefully, completely satisfied customers and students that have been, they've come, they've conquered, they're out podcasting now. And so that's my word of mouth. The other thing I do is I have an affiliate program. And what this is you can go over to schoolofpodcasting.com and click on the bottom where it says affiliates. It's at the very bottom of the page. You sign up for that. It's free. And now you can put a link to the School of Podcasting. And if somebody goes over to the School of Podcasting and they click on it, they go, hey, I want to learn how to podcast. 2008 is right around the corner, and I want to start off with a podcast for 2008. If they sign up, you get a commission on that. So it's not that I'm not spending any money on advertising. I'm just doing it with people who either A, know about the website because they're students. You don't have to be a student. I have a lot of affiliates that are just people that are in the tech area, and they're like, oh, this is a cool website, and they'll link to it that way. And if somebody signs up, they get a commission. Now, obviously, the NASCAR podcast, you don't really need an affiliate program. It just happens to be an added bonus for my membership area that I can reward people who help promote the School of Podcasting. So if that's something you want to do, feel free to go over to schoolpodcasting.com and sign up as an affiliate. And again, the link's at the very bottom. The everything we talked about is kind of techie today with all this code. To see this, it might make much more sense in writing than it is verbally. So our show notes, again, are at shownotes.schoolpodcasting.com. To contact me, schoolpodcasting@gmail.com, our website, obviously, schoolpodcasting.com. Hope you're enjoying your holiday season. And I talked about the weekly web tools. Let me play this clip real quick.
Are you the person in charge of your website? Then come check out the Weekly Web Tools podcast at weeklywebtools.com. Each week, we spotlight and review tools. We discuss strategies on web design and promotion. We talk a little SEO, all with the intent of enhancing your website. The Weekly Web Tools podcast. It's the podcast for the do-it-yourself webmaster. Check it out at weeklywebtools.com.
All right, hey, I want to thank you very much for tuning in to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. What do we talk about today? Again, linking. Hopefully we'll build traffic. Traffic will build listeners. And don't underestimate the tech savviness of your audience. Now, if you're not sure how to make a link, period, I'll put a link to one of our frequently asked questions over at schoolofpodcasting.com/help. Has a question about that, and I'll put a link right to the actual question so you don't even have to look for it. And of course, that can be found in our show notes at shownotes.schoolpodcasting.com. You can contact me at schoolpodcasting@gmail.com or call in your comments toll free 888-563-3228. If you're thinking of starting the School of Podcasting, now is the time. Don't forget, use the coupon code SANTA, S-A-N-T-A, and get 25% off your membership. And hey, it's only $20 in the first place. If you're thinking of linking to this website, as I mentioned before, go over to theschoolpodcasting.com. You can sign up as an affiliate for free. You'll be able to link to us, which is greatly appreciated, by the way. And if somebody actually signs up, you will get a commission. So thank you very much. Enjoy your holiday season. Don't eat too many cookies. If you're not sure what I'm talking about, well, go over to logicalloss.com. It's another podcast of mine. And until we meet again, class dismissed.